We left off with the Gemara over here, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Rabbi Zvi. Turn to Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says, if a person throws high man, maybe 10 lines down in the Gemara, high man, the Shad the Sikhs Allah, Sunnah, a person throws a metal peg into an oven, Chai Mishim Mavashel. He's Chai for Bishel. Because you cook the metal. So the Gemara says, Pshita, that's obvious. Of course you chai for Bishol, you cook the metal. No, the Gemara says, Ma'al de Teima, I've said the Shrurei Mona Kamechavin. All he plans to do is soften, all he plans to do is harden the metal. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Kamash Malon, the Gemara says, no, the Mir Berabi V'hoder Kamechavin. First it gets soft, then it gets hard. So since you did make it soft at some point, so you can be chai for Bishol. So according to Rashi, there's only Bishol by metal if you make things soft. Sounds like if you make it hard, you would not be chai for bishul. So the Gemara thought, oh, why are you chai for bishul? All you're doing is making it hard. The Gemara says, no, it got soft before it got hard, and therefore you're chai for making it soft. But according to Rashi, you're only chai for bishul by metal if you make it soft. The Rambam we saw yesterday, the Rambam says, no, you're chai for bishul on metal, whether you make it soft or you make it hard. So the Lech HaMishnah asked in the Rambam, so then this Gemara doesn't read properly. The Gemara said, I might have thought it's pasha that you're chai for bishul on metal. So the Gemara said, no, I might have thought all you're doing is making it hard. But for the Rambam, you're chayv if you make it hard. So why does the Gemara say, I'm going to feel all you're doing is making it hard? For the Rambam, you're chayv for that. So the Gemara, the Lech HaMishnah helped us. We saw this yesterday. The Lech HaMishnah understood within the Rambam that the Gemara was learned, should be read the following way. The Gemara was saying, I might have thought you're doing nothing. It's hard already. So you're not changing anything by making it hard again. Since it's hard already, nothing's changed. How can you be chayv for Mishol? True, making it hard or making the metal soft, you can be chai for bishul. That's if a change took place. Here, no change took place. It was hard before. It continues to be hard. That's what the Gemara meant to say. Rashi understood the Gemara meant to say, you're not chai if you make metal hard, you're only chai if you make metal soft. The Rambam learned the Gemara, no, you're not changing anything. Nothing changed. It was hard already. And the Gemara comes to say, no, first it gets soft before it got hard. It was a change. So for the Rambam, you're chai for any change in the metal, either making it hard or making it soft. And the Gemara's only subject was, did anything change at all? It was hard already. The Gemara says, no, first it got soft, then it got hard. So there was, in fact, a change. And Rashi holds, you're only chai if you make metal soft. If you make it hard, you're not chai. So that's the machlokes. Rashi holds, you make metal soft, you're chai. If you make it hard, you're not. That's what we learned in the Gemara. The Rambam held any change from soft to hard, hard to soft. You can't be chai. The Gemara wasn't sure if anything changed at all. And the Gemara ends up saying, no, it did change. First it got soft. Then it got hard. But some change has to take place. That's why we said most of the poskim do not accept the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says you can't put a blech on Shabbos. You can't put metal on top of a flame on Shabbos because the metal gets hot. So most poskim disagree with that Chazon Ish and they hold you can put the blech on Shabbos. True, the metal gets hot, but nothing changes. It doesn't become soft, doesn't become hard. Mamish, no change. For Rashi, only chayv it becomes soft. The Rami, chayv it becomes soft or hard, but something has to change. If the metal remains in the same state that it was before, how can you be chayiv?
So what's the Chazon Ish?
Most disagree with the Chazon Ish. It's a very shver svar. The Chazon Ish said, yeah, but it's a chatzi shear. It's not a chatzi shear. Nothing changed. The metal is not more pliable. And if it was tin foil, it was pliable before, just as pliable as it is now as it was before. Nothing got harder or softer. So it's a shver var. So the Chazon Ish, we don't know what to do with the Chazon Ish. But most do not accept the Chazon Ish. You only chayiv by bishul, by metal, if something changed. Okay, but from this Gemara, you see that what is the malacha of heating up metal on Shabbos is one of Bishol. However, Rabbi said, turn to the Gemara in Yevamos. It's in the sheet on page 7. The Gemara in Yevamos seems to say that there's another malacha inherent in heating up metal. The Gemara is in Yevamos da Vavam Abeis. The whole first parak of Yevamos, you might have, if you were here that year, if you hear that, you probably don't remember. But whole sugya over there in Davavim, Gemara Nivamas is discussing the following shaila. We know there is a principle called asay doicha loisase. If you have an asay that comes at the same time as a loisase, tzitzis and kilayim, you have shatnez in your tzitzis, and you want to wear the tzitzis, but there's kilayim with the shatnez in it. So the asay of tzitzis is doicha, pushes aside the loisase of shatnez. A rule, asay doicha loisase. So the Gemara over there in Yevamos, on the parak in Yevamos, is trying to work out the details of this rule of asay doicha loisase. How far does it go? Do we even say an asay can push aside a loisase that has misas based in? Kalayim, shatnez, all this is alav with malchus. What if there's misas based in associated with the alav? Can an asay push aside a loisase which has misas based in? That's what the Gemara Shaila is. So the Gemara tries to bring a proof that yes, an Aseh can push aside a Lo Aseh, even though there's Misas Beis Din. So look over here, page 7. The Gemara says the following. The Tana de Beit Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in a Braisa, the Pasuk states where, in Parashas Mishpatim, Lo Sivaru Eish, B'chol Mosh Vaseh, no, this is Parashas Vayakel, but Lo Sivaru Eish, B'chol Mosh Vasechem B'yoyim HaShabbos. You're not allowed to light a fire in all of your camps on Shabbos. The Darshanim say it's the Eish HaMachlekes. On Shabbos, everyone is around, everyone has time to make fights. So then, Machlekes always breaks out. People are around too much together in shul, there's always a fight. During the week, no one has time. Everyone's running to work. Who has time to fight? But on Shabbos, everyone's sitting in shul together. Everyone has time to fight. The shul Rabbanim Darshan. There's a special law of Lo Sivaru Eish B'chomos V'seichem B'yom HaShabbos. Don't make Machlekes on Shabbos. Go out of your way not to make Machlekes, because that's the only day that everybody has time to do it. During the week, who has time for Machlekes? You don't have time for emails like that. Okay, so it's a special law that you're not supposed to light a fire in your camps all day Shabbos. What is this coming to teach me? So the Gemara asks the Shaila on the Kasha. What is it coming to teach you? We know what it's coming to teach you. Either of Yaisi Lalav. According to Rabbi Yaisi, the pasuk of Lesavara Eish B'chomos V'seichem B'yoyim HaShabbos comes to teach you that Havara, even though we paskin, it's one of the Lamentes of his Malachas, is kindling. Rabbi Yossi held, Havara is only a lav, like Shatnez. Lighting a fire on Shabbos would be a different world, but Havara, according to Rabbi Yossi, is only a lav. All this is a lois essay, nothing more. Either Rav Nassin holds no, like Savara Eish, Havara is one of the Lamites of his Malachas. If it's one of the Lamites of his Malachas, excuse me, so then why does the Torah go out of its way to spell it out? There's no lav about Bishol, there's no lav about Hatzah, there's no lav about Zerea. Why is there a lav for Havara? The Rav Nassin L'chalek. It comes to tell you that there's a concept called Chiluk Melachos, that each one of the Avos is its own Chilul Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Rashi explains to you, L'chalek, Shaloi Toimar, that you should not say, maybe six lines down in the narrow lines of Rashi, don't say in order to violate Shabbos you must do all 39 malachos. No. You don't have to violate, you don't have to do all 39. Even if you do one, you'll be chayiv chil Shabbos skila. That's why Havara was the one that was singled out. Not because Havara is any weaker than the other lamites of his malachos, but rather it's coming to teach us that just like Havara, if you do just this one malacha, you're chayiv for Shabbos. So too, if you do any one of the other malachos, you're chayiv skila. That's enough. You don't have to do all 39. So Rabbi Yossi learns that the pasuk is coming to teach us that Havara is in fact inferior to the other lamites malachos, only a lav. According to Rav Nassin, it's a chalik. Tisani, it's a braisa mefureshes Havara lelav yatzasa. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Havara is excluded, is singled out in order to teach us all this is a lav. Rabbi Nassin says, no, lechalek, it's coming to teach us that each one of the avos melachos, if you do any one of them, you violated enough of Shabbos that you're done already. The Amar Rava, so Rava says, you're right, that's not what we meant to ask. What is it? The Gemara asks, why do we need, like, Sivar Eich, B'chomos V'sheichem, B'yom HaShabbos? For Rabbi Yossi, it's a lav, it's coming to teach us Havar is inferior. For Rabbi Nassin, it's to teach us this important lesson that you don't have to do all 39 melachos to be chayv. So Amar Rava, no, what we were asking was the following. Tana Moshavos Kakashilei. They were asking, why does it say B'chol Mosh Vaseichem? You shouldn't light a fire in all of your camps. Why that? Moshavos Ma Tamuloymar. What does Moshavos come to teach me in all of your camps? I don't need that. Just say Lo Sivaru Eish B'yoyim HaShabbos. What do I need? Lo Sivaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. Tana Moshavos Kakashilei. So Moshavos Ma Tamuloymar. So Gemara says, Michdi, 1 minute. Shabbos Chayves Hagufi. Shabbos is a chayves haguf. It's a mitzvah that's on your body. It's not a chayves hakarka. It's not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Shabbos applies like tefillin, like tzitzis. It's a mitzvah everybody has to do with their body. It's not my own personal thing. Eating matzah, taking lulav. What does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael? V'chayves haguf no heges bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. There's no difference between whether a mitzvah, whether Eretz Yisrael should play no role here. In that I would have said, oh, maybe this mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Why does the pasuk say B'chol Mosh Vaseichem even in Chutz La'aretz? Why would I have thought Shabbos only applies in Eretz Yisrael? It's not a chayves haguf. It's not a chayves hakarka. It's not like Shemitah. It's not a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz. I don't have to say B'chol Mosh Vaseichem. Of course it applies in Chutz La'aretz. all mitzvahs apply in Chutz La'aretz, unless it's a chayves hakarka. There's a famous Ramban. The Ramban says, many misinterpret the Ramban, but the Ramban says the ikar makom of kibum hamitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael. That's the main place. Some say that all you have to do is keep the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to keep them in Chutz La'aretz. Some people think like that. The mitzvahs don't apply in Chutz La'aretz. But it's not what the Ramban said. The Ramban said, asked the following. The Ramban asks, we know the Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, Avraham Avinu was kiyum his kol Torah kula ad shelo yinitna. The others kept the Torah. So Ramban asked the kasha of all the Rishonim. So how did Yaakov marry two sisters if they kept all of the mitzvahs that even in if they kept all the mitzvahs of the Torah even before it was given? Avraham Avinu already did. They even kept the Durabanans. They even kept the Durabanans of Erev Tavshilin. So then how was Yaakov able to marry two sisters? So the Ramban in Parshas Toldos explains it's because it was in Chutz La'aretz. And the only time the Avos volunteered to do the mitzvahs was in Eretz Yisrael. Because that's the Iker Mokum Kiyum HaTorah. The Iker Mokum, the place where Torah was supposed to be kept and performed was in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore they didn't volunteer to do the mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz. We have to do them in Chutz La'aretz, not on a volunteer basis. The Avos, it was on volunteer basis, it was only in Eretz Yisrael. That, not in Chutz La'aretz. So Yaakov, when he married two sisters, was in Chutz La'aretz. And then when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael, what happens? Rachel dies. So the Ramban says, that's why Rachel died. Because they weren't able to be married to two sisters in Eretz Yisrael. So she died on the way back. So that's the whole story about why Rachel died. But the Ramban says it couldn't be that he would be married. He didn't have tashrim, she says, with both wives in Eretz Yisrael. Because they're not allowed to be married to both. And ultimately he says that's why Rachel died on the way back. So even though the Iker Malkum of Kim of all mitzvahs is in Eretz Yisrael, but we know that all the mitzvahs apply in Chutz La'aretz too, unless it's a mitzvah Tluya Ba'aretz. So why does the Pasuk here go out of its way to say you have to can't light a fire b'chol moshvaseichem even in Chutz La'aretz? Why would I have thought it should not apply in Chutz La'aretz? Of course it applies in Chutz La'aretz. So Moshavas the Kazer Rachmana b'Shabbos Lamali. Why did the Torah have to say Moshavas? So the Gemara says, maybe it's because of this. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Talmud Echad, Lefi Shenemar, no, the reason why it says B'chol Mosh Vasechem is the following. Because there's another Pasuk. Pasuk says, V'chi Yiye Be'ish Chet Mishba Moves V'humas. A person is Chayiv Mitzvos based in V'humas. The word V'humas is a little bit extra. V'chi Yiye Be'ish Chet Mishba Moves, if it will be that he's judged to be killed, V'humas, you should kill him. So Shamei Ani, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. I might have thought you have to kill the guy on Wednesday or Tuesday or on Shabbos. There's a special mitzvah to kill the guy, and that overrides Shabbos. The assay of Misas Beis Din, which is a mitzvah assay to kill someone who's chayav Misas Beis Din, should push aside, should be doicha, not only shatnez is an assay can be pushed aside, Alois assay, even Alois assay that has Misas Beis Din attached to it, even Shabbos, an assay could push aside Shabbos. Umani Mekayim, and what will I use? Mekalaleha Mois Yumas. If you look on the side of the Gemara, that's a pasuk about Shabbos. If you violate Shabbos, you'll be put to death. Bishar Melachos Chutz Misas Beis Din. That's if you turn on a light. But if you do a mitzvah, Misas Beis Din, you kill somebody, that pushes aside Shabbos. And I say, with Beduch Derech Alois Asay, and I say, we push aside Alois Asay, even if it's Alois Asay that has Karis or Misas Beis Din attached to it. Well, the Gemara says, maybe not. Oyeina ela afilu misas beizdin. Maybe, no. Maybe, mechalel mois yumas comes to include, even though there's a mitzvah to kill the guy in death row, we don't do it on Shabbos. Umani mekayim v'humas. Why does the pasuk say, v'chiyye be'ish chet mishbamavis v'humas? Why does it say you should kill him? It's extra b'chol. V'loy b'Shabbos is coming to tell you, kill him during the week, but not on Shabbos. Maybe Asay does push aside Elois Asay with Misas Beis Din. Killing the guy would push aside Shabbos, or maybe not. Or Eina Afilu B'Shabbos, or maybe it's only, even on Shabbos you kill the guy. We're not sure. Do you kill a guy on Shabbos, or do you not kill the guy on Shabbos? Talmud Loimar, that's why the Pasuk comes to say, Loisavaru Eish B'chol Mosh Vasechem B'yoyim HaShabbos. You're not supposed to light a fire in all of your camps. What does all of your camps come to teach me? Ulaholan Hu Oimer, later on there's a Pasuk. V'hayu eile lachem, this is speaking to Beis Din, about Misas Beis Din, v'hayu eile lachem l'chukas mishpat l'doi roiseichem b'chol mosh v'seichem. The word says mosh v'seichem by Misas Beis Din, and it says mosh v'seichem by Shabbos. Don't light a fire, and all of your moshavos comes to teach Beis Din, don't kill somebody on Shabbos. Ma Moshavos Hamurim Lahalim BeBeisdin. Just like over there, Moshavos refers to BeBeisdin, because V'hayu Eile Lachem L'chukas Mishpat refers to BeBeisdin. Moshavos Hamurim Kam BeBeisdin. Here too, it's talking to BeBeisdin. V'Amar Achmana, the pasuk comes to tell you, Loi Sevaru, don't kill him on Shabbos. Don't kill him on Shabbos. But we needed a pasuk to tell us that. Which means, what would we have said without a pasuk? That Aseh pushes aside Aloy Saseh, even though there's Misas Beisdin. It's only because we have a pasuk, Loi Sevaru Eish, B'chom HaSaseh, Hamiyo HaShabbos. We don't kill a guy on Shabbos. A special Gderus HaKosim, not to administer Misas Beisdin on Shabbos. Were not for that, the Aseh of Misas Beisdin would have pushed aside Shabbos. So my lav, Rabbi Nosson, he isn't this going according to Rabbi Nosson that holds lighting a fire is a deraisa, not a lav, is Misas Beisdin, and nonetheless, we would have thought the Aseh of Misas Beisdin should push aside Shabbos in a real malacha. My love, Rabbi Nosson, he da'am al-chalek yatzasa. Isn't this going according to Rabbi Nosson, who says that Havara is a real lav? The time of the Kosev Rachman Eloi Sevaru, the reason we don't administer Misas Beisdin on Shabbos is special Xeris HaKosev. Halav haki daki, we're not for this Xeris HaKosev, we would have done it. So the Gemara says, no, Havar is like Rabbi Yossi, Lord Rabbi Yossi he. If Havar is only alive, then now we know why Misas Beisdin, the mitzvah, Misas Beisdin might have pushed aside Shabbos. Why? Because to kill the guy on Shabbos, all you have to violate is Havar. What Misa are we talking about here? What Misa are we talking about? Burning him. We're talking about Sreifa. So Sreifa, even though killing a guy itself is Netilas Neshama, it doesn't seem to be that's what we're talking about. What are we talking about? Heating up metal to pour down the guy's throat. For Sreifa. We're talking about heating up the metal. So we want to know, does the mitzvah of killing the guy push aside heating up the metal? So we have a special Xeris HaKosev, do not heat up the metal in order to kill the guy. Even though there's a mitzvah to do it. So Gemara says, isn't this going according to Rav Nosson that heating up metal is a deraisa? A deraisa of what? Lo Sevaru Eish of Havara. And not, if we didn't have Xeris HaKosov, what would have been? Misas Beisdin should push it aside. Don't you see? Aseh pushes aside Aloy Saseh, even though there's Misas Beisdin. The Gemara comes to say, no! It's going according to Rabbi Yossi. That what? Heating up metal, Havara, is alive. Oh, then I would have thought the mitzvah Misas Beisdin should push aside Aloy Saseh of Havara. That's like Tzitzis and Shatnez. It's a regular Aloy Saseh. He's been, put back in the rest of the pack. He doesn't get the special Zechuyos of Shabbos that it's the Misas Beisdin. It's a regular old lav. So I would have thought Misas Beisdin, the mitzvah of administering Misas Beisdin, of heating up the metal to kill the guy, should push aside the Lois essay of heating up metal. So the Gemara says, V'tehavi nami Rabbi Yossi. Even if it would be Rabbi Yossi, there's an Iser Midai Rice in heating up the metal, which is Misas Beisdin. The Amar Rabbi Yossi, I'm sorry. When is Havara only alive? If it's Havara Gredasa, if it's only lighting a fire. Havara de Beisdin, what's Havara Beisdin? Heating up the metal. Bishop Silahu. That's heating up metal. The armor of Sheshes, Mali Bishop Silo, Mali Bishop Samonim. What difference does it make if you're cooking dyes or you're cooking metal? Is it Nisa Midaraisa either Molacha Midaraisa, according to Rabbi Yossi? Even though kindling is only alav, but there's bishul. And nonetheless, I would have thought that Aseh could push aside a lois Aseh of bishul, and we're not for the Xeris HaKosuv of lois of our age, because Moshe Kaseh and Yom HaShabbos, it would have pushed aside bishul. So Gemara is trying to prove from here that an Aseh of administering Misas Beisdin could push aside a lois Aseh, not even a regular lois Aseh, even a lois Aseh which has Misas Beisdin, such as a Melech HaShabbos. Yeah.
What's the source for
Aseh Dovul? From Tzitzis. From the fact that it's next to Kalayim. Tzitzis and Kalayim are juxtaposed in the Chumash.
But isn't where it mentions Tzitzis an option? It's a
Kiyum mitzvah.
It's an option. Right? Doesn't it say wool or linen?
You don't have to do it with Shatnez. But let's say the only option you have is with Shatnez.
Right, so how is that a strong source for Asi Dovul Saseh?
Why?
It's an optional.
What's optional?
There's a way to go around.
Is it mitzvah to wear Tzitzis?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be with a.
Correct. Shachas. Correct. So you're saying it's Efshar bin Ninachas. So if you have an opportunity to do it elsewhere in a different way, maybe it would not be Dachar. But it's talking about a case where you don't have an opportunity to do it elsewhere. That's why the two are juxtaposed. That's why the two are next to each other. Anyway, Yes.
Can I kill with other ways of misa?
You can't kill anybody.
No, I'm saying Shabbos, the misa, the bezin.
What about Netilas Neshama?
Yeah.
I don't know why the Gemara doesn't bring
it. It doesn't bring
no, because we're talking about preparing the Mises Beis. First of all, the Pasuk says, Loi Savaru Eish. So what, that's coming to tell you, don't give Mises Beis. So what part of Mises Beis is Loi Savaru Eish? Not killing the guy, it's heating up the metal to pour it down his throat. So you might have said Mises Beis in the midst of administering criminal capital punishment should be Doiche, the Loi Sasei of Shabbos. What Loi Sasei? Loi Savaru Eish, that's heating up the metal. So what do you see? Heating up metal is what? Is Bisho or Havara? Sounds like heating up metal is Havara. It's kindling, not Bisho. Then the Gemara comes to say maybe it is Bisho. Even according to Yossi, that Havara is only allowed, but it's Bisho too. So the Rambam actually paskins, Rabbi, say turn the page, next page, page 8. The Rambam paskins that heating up metal is Havara, is kindling. Look at the Rambam. Hamavir kol shehu, chayiv. If a person lights a fire at all, he's chayiv. V'hu sheyetzarech la'ofar. That's if he needs the ash. Avam hivir derech hashchasa. If he does it in a destructive fashion, we have noted numerous times on Shabbos, you're only chayiv for constructive malach, it's not destructive. Patim imneishu mekalkel. V'hamavir gedisha shal chaveroi, oy hasarev dirasa, chayiv afapishu mashkes. If I do it because I'm angry at you, now it's constructive because I assuaged my anger. Did I pronounce that correctly? I assuaged my anger. Now I'm calm. Ah, I burned down his house. But so that's constructive. But if it's destructive, then it's not about him. His intention is to get revenge on his enemy. Now he's become calm. Now he's calmed his anger. It's like a guy who tears his garment. Or because of a karav who died, or an anger that he's chayiv. Good. Skip down to the last line of the Rambam. Hamechamim. Oh, I'm sorry. The second to the last last wide line. V'chein hamadlik es haner oyes ha'etzim. A person lights a candle or wood. Bein l'schamim, whether to warm up. Bein l'ha'ir, warts for light. Harez ha'chayiv, that's kindling. V'hamechamim es habarzol. If a person heats up metal, kedei letzarfo b'mayim, in order to harden it by putting it directly in the water, you know, when you heat up metal, if you put it directly in water, that there's a process that's called. Maybe someone knows what it's called. But when you have hot metal and you put it directly into cold water, it becomes very hard. So Hareza told us mavir v'chayev. This is mavir. Heating up metal is mavir. So the Ravid jumps all over. That's based on the Gemara Nivamis. The Gemara said in Nivamis, Savaru Eish, Bechokas Shabbos comes to tell you you can't administer Srefa. What is Srefa? Heating up this metal to pour down the guy's throat. So you see, heating up metal is the Savaru Eish, Bechokas Vasekhim Shabbos. It's Havara. So the Ravid jumps all over the Rambam. Look on the left hand side. Kosav HaRamachamim, the top of the Ravid. Kosav HaRavid. Velamali Loi Mishum Mevashel. Why is it a bisho? The Gemara says, and I endowed him a base on Shabbos. A person takes a peg, he throws it into the oven. First it got soft, then it got hard. That's bisho, not havara. So the Ravid argues havara is only bisho. The Rambam argues havara, heating up metal is only bisho. The Rambam argues, huh?
What does the Ravid say?
It's only bisho. That's our Gemara here. I endowed him a base. You throw the peg into the oven. Hard, soft, blah blah blah. It changes, whether how hard it is. That's bisho. But the Rambam holds no. Heating up metal is havar. Yes.
Havar. Just to be clear, the difference between havar and bisho is that havar,
kindling, lighting a match is havara.
Havara and bisho.
Cooking soup is bisho. Two separate alamatas
of the heating up and the changing.
Cooking. Right. Lighting a match, you're not cooking anything. Lighting a candle, you have not cooked anything. That's Havara. Cooking means, even if I have an existing flame, but I come and I put my chicken on it, or I come and I put my potato kugel on it, in order that it should finish cooking, that's Bisho. Even though no flame has been lit, that's Bisho. Havara is lighting a new flame, or transferring a flame. Kindling, yes.
How do we know that the Gemara and Nivamas isn't just talking about, look, you have to start a new fire to heat up the lead?
Sounds like heating up the lead. Then the Gemara, so much so the Gemara says, Mali Bisho Psila, Mali Bisho Samamonim. Yes.
Didn't it run yesterday? It said that if you harden metal, it's not a problem.
No. Rambam said hardening it.
If you get harder, then it's not a problem. Only
if nothing changes. If nothing changes. The Gemara had a suffix, nothing changes. If you take a fork and put it in the oven for an hour, it will not become harder, it will not become softer, nothing will happen.
So over here, you're saying if you just harden the metal, then your fiber pulled up mavir. But you're not, it's just getting harder, you're not changing.
He didn't say that. He said, ha-mechameim es ha-barzel, ultimately for the purpose of what?
Hardening it.
Hardening it. But what did you do? What's the malacha? Hardening it? No. Ha-mechameim es ha-barzel is heating up the metal. Kidei le-tzarf ha-bamayim, in order to do tzarf in the water, in order to make it get hard. But what is the malacha? Heating up the metal, not hardening it. Making it soft or hard is bishul. Heating up the metal, he says over here, to put it in water is mavir. It's going to be internally a problem in the Rambam. How could it both be bishul and both be mavir?
So why not say,
let's be nice to people. Why do we have to be so extreme? It's both bishul and mavir. You cannot say that, okay? We cannot appease everybody here. It cannot be bishul and mavir. Why can it not be bishul and mavir?
Neither of them say the other one.
No. What?
So the Rambam doesn't say it's bishul. And
the Rambam says, we saw already the Rambam said it's bishul. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. We're going to see it again. But the Rambam holds heating up metal is bishul. If you make it hard or soft, that's bishul. Here the Rambam writes it's mavir. It can't be both.
Why can't it be both?
Why can't it be both? So we've had a Gemara. The Gemara says in Ayin Gimel Mebeis, if you, Rabbi, say turn back to Ayin Gimel Mebeis. 10 lines down. Oh, see. A light bulb turned on. Twelve lines down in the middle of the Gemara. Rav Kahana. There's a maimer from Rav Kahana. Omer Rav Kahana. 12 lines in the middle. I'm giving him a base. Zaymer v'tzarek le'etzim chayiv shtayim. If you prune a tree and you need the wood, you're chayiv too. What are you chayiv for? Zireya and kutzer. You're chayiv pruning the tree makes the tree grow better. If you didn't know that. Cutting branches off a tree helps it grow better. If you have too many branches, it doesn't grow. So you have to cut off branches, zoymer, pruning the tree, and you need the wood, that's kaitse, the chayiv too. You're chayiv two malachos for the same action. So we asked the Shvisas HaShabbos, asked a contradiction. Turn later on to the Gemara Kuf Lamed Chesemet Aleph. The Gemara has on Kuf Lamed Chesemet Aleph. Kuf Lamed Chesemet Aleph, the Gemara says, if you strain water or wine, strain wine from the dregs, what are you chayiv for? The Gemara says, Mishumai Masrinam Bey. Smack right in the middle of the page. Kufla Mechazimet Aleph by a Dalit and a little Vav from the Mishpat. Mishumai Masrinam Bey. If you strain wine, what are you chayiv for? Rabba Amar Mishum Bayrer. Reb Zeira Amar Mishum Merakeid. Rabba says for sorting. Reb Zeira says for sifting. Two of the Lamites of his Melachos. Some say Bayrer, some say Merakeid. Why not both? Let's pile on, lop on the. Let's kick the guy while he's down. Both.
No, but that's one action.
So we explain. How come over here you're not chayiv too, and over here by zaymer v'tzarech liyetsim you're chayiv too?
Sure, you want both.
So the Shvisas HaShabbos explained here. There's really inherently two taitzos. There's two byproducts from your malacha. Zaymer, you prune the tree, and you need the branches. There's two taitzos. There's two byproducts from your malacha. When there's two byproducts, you can be chayiv too.
Are you going to say that also by bishul?
What are the two things that happened?
You cooked it.
Yeah.
You lit a fire and you cooked the food.
What food? Who food?
The metal.
The metal. Heating the metal and cooking the metal.
Two different actions.
Really?
You turn on a fire.
It's the same metal.
Yeah. No, you turn on a fire and then you put in a piece of metal. You turn on the fire as your first action.
So is heating up the metal bishul or havara?
Bishul.
It's bishul because you're
changing the metal.
Well, maybe it's havara.
No, havara is ash.
No, heating up a metal till it's glowing hot is havara. Oh. In your incandescent bulb, guess what? There's no fire. All there is glowing metal. Is that havara or is that bishul? So the Gemara says, don't heat up the metal so much. Not because you're cooking the metal, because hot molten metal is what? A fire. Metal itself can be called a fire. So the Gemara says, heating up metal is a fire, is havara. So the Rambam says it's havara. But why can't that say it's bishul too? It cannot be both. It can't be both. Why can't it be both? Because the only time it can be chayiv too is if there's two byproducts of your malacha. Zaymer, I prune the tree and I need the branches. Those are two separate things. But shimer, if I strain wine, It's either Boreh or it's Merake, but it can't be both. That's what the Shisa Shabbos says. When there's two byproducts, you can chive two. Only one, only one. Here, you heated up the metal. What is it? Is it Havara or is it Bishol? So the Rambam Paskins, heating up metal is Havara. The Ravid Paskins, heating up metal is Bishol. It cannot be both. It can't be both. What are they arguing about? What are the Rambam and the Ravid arguing about? See, Achrenim say, it could be they're arguing about this. What is the fundamental nature of Havara, of kindling a fire? Is the Melacha of Havara, I don't want to get too lumdish over here, but is the Melacha of Havara creating the fire, or is the Melacha of Havara burning the wood? What's the focus of Havara? So look, meaning is it the fuel that gets burned or the creation of the fire? So here, pass these around. This seems to be a machlekes between Rashi and the Ramban. What is the nature of the Melacha of Havara? Is it consuming the fuel or creating a fire? If it's creating a fire, hot metal can be a fire too. Hot glowing metal can be a fire. Like you see those pokers they put in the fire, it becomes hot red. That's a fire. The metal's itself a fire. So that could be a fire. If the Melacha of Havara is burning the fuel, when you heat up metal, I'm not a chemist, but when you heat up metal, I don't think any fuel is being burned. It just gets red hot. So there you have a fire without fuel being burned. So the Rambam understands the Melacha of Havara is making a fire. The Ravid understands the Melacha of Havara is burning the fuel. This seems to be a machleg between Rashi and the Ramban. On the Gemara later on. Rabbi said, turn the Gemara later on and daf kuf vav amid aleph. We briefly saw this Gemara last Zman. But the Gemara says on Kuf Vav Amid Aleph that if you do something destructive on Shabbos, you destroy something, you're not chayiv. Kol hamakalkalim peturin. I'm walking in the dirt and someone's walking in the dirt with high heels, and the high heels dig into the ground. So even though digging a hole in the ground is chayfer, is harisha, is plowing, if it's destroying the grass, that's makalkel. You're not chayiv for makalkel. You're only chayiv if you plow in the ground in a constructive way. You do it in a destructive way, there's no malacha generally. But the Gemara there writes after the two dots at the top of Kuvav and Meralov, Tani Rebbe Yavo, Kamedi Rebbe Yochanan, Kol HaMekalkel and Peturin, all of the Mekalkel and our Potter, Chutz, except Chayvel and Mavir. Except wounding and kindling. If it's wounding or kindling, even though it's destructive, you're Chayev.
Does that directly contradict the Rambam?
One second. Why is it, even though it's destructive, are you Chayev? So Rashi tells you, look at Rashi, Divrei Masko Ubraisa. It's not the Rashi on that. Rashi there tells you that it's because every time you do Mavir, guess what you're doing? You're destroying the Malacha. What is the Malacha? The Malacha is, it's not a Malacha where you ever need the product of a Malacha. It's always destructive. What's the product of the Malacha? Rashi says, the fuel, the logs. What do you do every time you light a fire? You burn the logs. It's always destructive. Chayvel, wounding, is also always destructive. Why would anybody ever need a wound?
You want to wound the guy?
You do.
It's like the fire, I'm saying.
Oh, to make yourself happy.
Yeah.
In theory, yes, okay. But the Gemara here is saying, according, if you need to be productive malachos, chayvel and mavi are by definition destructive. It's by definition destructive. So Rashi learns the Gemara, you know why you're always chayiv on chayvel and mavi, even though it's destructive? Because these malachas by definition are destructive, but nonetheless, they're one of the lamites of his malachas, is wounding and havara, so must be that you're chayiv even though they're destructive, because there's no other way of doing it other than being destructive. And since they're chayiv, we know that the havara is listed in the list of lamites of his malachas, must be chayiv even though it's destructive. So the Ramban disagrees with that. Rabbi said, look over here, the sheet I just handed out to you, the Ramban writes, V'chein zu shama Rashi zal, de'ein lecha mavir, she'ein ha'mekalkel, there is no mavir that is not destructive, so therefore by all mavir you're chayv, even though it's destructive. V'afilu mavir eitzim levashel kedero. Rashi says, even if you burn logs to heat up a pot of soup, that's destructive. Because what is the cheft of the malacha for Rashi? Lighting the logs. You destroy the logs. Heating up the soup is not the malacha for Rashi. The malacha for Rashi is not the creation of the fire. The malacha for Rashi is the burning of the fuel. Burning of the fuel is by definition destructive. So Rashi says it's always destructive. Afil ma'avir eitzim l'vashal kedera is destructive. So Ramban writes, no, eino nachon. This is not right. Sharei gufa shel eis tzarech loy. You need the fire. Meaning the Ramban understands the malacha of Havara is what? Not the burning of the fuel, that is always destructive. The malacha is the fire. Fire can be constructive, and therefore the Ramban learns his Hogemar and Kovav in a different way. So therefore, it seems to be, Machlekes Rashi and the Ramban, what is the nature of the malacha of Havara? For Rashi, it's the burning of the fuel, so therefore it's always destructive. For the Ramban, it's heating, making the fire. Making a fire can be constructive. Oh. So that seems to be the same Machlekes between Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam understands heating up metal till it's glowing red could be Havara. You created a fire even though no fuel is being burned. And the Ravid disagrees and says, no, Havara, the Malacha, is burning fuel. Here, nothing got burned. There could be Nafkamina because of this Machlaikas. The Paiskim discuss what is the Isser in using electricity on Shabbos. Everyone discusses it. We'll get to it when we learn by now. What's the Malacha in using electricity on Shabbos? So some suggested that it was because there's sparks. Every time you turn on an electrical appliance, there's a little spark that goes on inside. I don't know if it's true anymore. Sometimes it happens. I don't think every time you turn on your phone, there's a little spark somewhere. I don't think so. But initially, at least when electricity was more rudimentary, not as sophisticated, so there were sparks. So some said the reason you're not allowed to use electricity on Shabbos is because it creates a spark. So Shlomo Zalman disagreed. He said, who said a spark is a malach of Havar? What's the problem with sparks? Let's say a guy wants to, children like to do this. They wanted to go walk around on the carpet and do static electricity. You know, they want to shock you. So he created a spark. Is that also in Shabbos? So it should depend on this. If the Malach of Havara is creating a fire, you just created a fire. If the Malach of Havara, I don't know if it's a fire though, can you really light anything from the static electricity, but the spark of a electrical appliance is a significant spark. You can start a fire like that. So if the Malach of Havara is creating a fire, spark should be a problem. If the Malach of Havara is not creating a fire, the Malach is burning the fuel, so then here, no fuel is being burned. So then maybe it should not be Havara. So that the whole discussion about sparks could depend on this Rashi and the Rabban and this Rambam and the Ravid. What is the Malach of Havara? Is the Malach of Havara creating a fire, in which case heating up metal could be Havara, or is the Malach of Havara burning the fuel? Another nafkamina with regards to this issue could be in the following case. The Ran writes in Maseches Beit to the following. He says, if let's say I have a chayla in the house on Shabbos, a chayla mesukan, the guy is sick, he's going to die. We're afraid he's going to die. And he needs chulent. He needs chulent. So you're allowed to cook chulent for the guy on Shabbos. What if you cook extra chulent? Oh, listen, I'm making a chulent. You know, it's so hard to make a small chulent. So I'm making a chulent. Let me make chulent for me too. So the Ran says, if you do that, if you cook extra chulent, you're chayev midairaisa for bishul on Shabbos. Even though you're allowed to cook for the chayla, you added a little bit, now you're chayev for bishul on Shabbos. You cook extra, you're chayv for bishul. So the Achrayim ask a kasha, min chaschinoch es, but the Mishnah says Maseches Chulin the following. If I have a chayla on Shabbos who needs meat, and we don't have any kosher meat, so you're allowed to shecht an animal in order to give it to the chayla. So let's say the chayla is not going to eat a whole cow. Do I have to find the cow that only fits what the chayla needs, or can I shecht a big cow? Once I'm shechting a cow, I'm going to shecht and use the rest of the meat. So Mishra says a chulin, that's not a problem. You want to shecht a bigger cow, that's not a problem. If you want to cook extra chulin for the chayla, that's bishul d'oraisa. If you want to shecht a bigger cow, that's not a problem. What's the difference?
Same action by shechting a cow, small cow, big cow, same action.
I'm only cooking one pot of chulin. What's the difference? How come if there's a chayla and he needs meat, I can shecht a big cow, even though there's going to be extras. If he needs a chulent, he needs a soup, I can't cook a big pot.
The action of shechting is getting the whole cow. You can't just cut off a piece of the cow and shecht part of it. You have to get meat from the cow.
So our Samaya says exactly what you're saying, it's a little bit more refined. The Sameach says the malacha of Bishol and the malacha of Sherechet are different. The malacha of Sherechet is taking a life. You take a life, big cow, small cow, it's all the same malacha. It's not how big the cow is which determines how big the malacha is. Bishol, the malacha is cooking the food. So if you cook extra food, you've done extra malacha. You haven't cooked extra food, you haven't done extra malacha. Even though all I'm cooking is one pot, if you, let's say, have a pot of hot dogs cooking, you put another pot of hot dog in, you just cooked more, you chayev again. If I have a big animal, let's say before I shech the animal takes a drink, I haven't done more shechet, I haven't done bigger shechet.
Let's say you say dam ho nefesh, a bigger animal has more blood, so maybe...
No, malacha netilas neshama is taking a life, that's by chayvel. Here we're talking about malacha of netilas neshama is taking the life. So what difference does it make? If the animal is big or the animal is small, it took a life, it doesn't make a difference. So there where it doesn't make a difference, you can shech more for the person who's not sick, because you're shechting for the person who is sick. You want to cook food, the malacha of cooking depends on the oikol. So if you cook extra, now you have a problem. Let's say the following scenario. Let's say you have a chayla who needs a fire. Does it make a difference if you make a big fire or a small fire? Once you're making a fire, does it make a difference if it's a big fire or a small fire?
Yeah, it depends on what the isser is.
What's the malacha of havara?
If it's the fuel, then yeah. It makes a difference.
If it's burning that, so that's what Tzvi Pesach Frank writes. If it's burning the fuel, you can't make a big fire. Just because you need a small little fire for the chayla, you can't turn on all the lights. Why? Because the malacha is burning the fuel. You just made a bigger fire, you're burning more fuel. If the malacha is creating the fire, that's like taking a life. Doesn't make a difference. Big fire, small fire, should it make a difference? Should it make a difference? Oh. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. According to the Rambam, heating a metal so much so that it glows, you know, glowing red, that is havara. According to the Ravid, it's bishol, because it could be they're arguing about what is the malacha of havara. According to the Rambam, it's creating a fire. According to the Ravid, it's burning the fuel. And that could be the machlekes Rashi and the Ramban about whether havara is always mekalkel. And it could relate to a few other issues regarding sparks or perhaps making a bigger fire instead of a small fire. All of these things. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. But there's an internal problem in the Rambam. What's the internal problem in the Rambam? The internal problem is over here on page 8, where the 8 got chopped off. So it's after 7 and before 9. So on page 8, 9, the Rambam writes, if you heat up metal, you're chai from avir. Okay, we got that. But a few pages earlier, in my sheets, a few pages earlier, the Rambam said, page 6, if you klolo shodavar, bein sheripa guf kasha ba'esh, o shehikshe guf rach, hareza chai mishum avashel. You're chai for bishol. If you heat up metal, you're chai for bishol. But over here, the Rambam said, if you heat up metal, it's mavir. It's kindling. You just made a fire. Is it because you cooked the metal or because the metal becomes a fire? Which is it? Which is it? And it cannot be both, because there's only one byproduct of the malach. Whenever there's only one byproduct, it cannot be both. So look on page 10. The Chazon Ish has an answer. Everybody say, turn to page 10. Writes the Chazon Ish. Near the Hakavana Bekan Mishane Sheres HaMalacha. It depends on what your intention is. De'imatech oisegacheles. If you do, you heat up the metal and make it into a coal. And why do you do it? You do it in order to harden it in the water. That's what the Rambam, look at page 9, page right before. Hamakam sabarva kedem etzafu b'mayim, that's mavir. If you do it to make it soft or to make it hard, that's bishol. It depends what your intention is. So Chazanish says, near the Gabbana Bekan Mishana Sharish HaMalacha. What you have in mind changes the Malacha. Dimatech oisegacheles. If you heat it up and you make a coal, but roitze bigachalto, you want the coal or you want the hot metal. Kigoyin sheres roitze lasos makshe. You want to make it harder. Ukishugacheles hurach lirakoi. When it's a coal, it's easier to maneuver. Hashkiya boitzura, to make it into a form. Az malachto nikvas. I'm sorry. If you want to make it harder or softer, and when it's soft, it's easier to manipulate. Az malachto nikvas l'tadas bishol. L'tadas mevasho. Then what you're doing is considered a derivative of mevasho. But ain't kan mavir. There's no habar. There's no kindling. Ukisha ain't ritzayin al rakakai. When your kavana is not to make it soft, rak l'tzarfoy. In order to put it directly into the water, Umeladno bishvil itzarfo, you heated it up in order to put it in the water, az enkam bishul elamavir. Then you don't have bishul, you have mavir. But it depends on your kavana.
What's mavir?
Kindling.
No, I'm saying, what is, how is he saying this? What's your intention?
Your intention is to heat it up in order to then put it directly in the water. What do you gain by that? I think you gain by that it gets harder.
Yeah.
So if that's your intention, then that's mavir. If your intention is to make it soft or hard, to manipulate or to give it its form, then that is bishul. So Chazon Ish writes, it depends what your intention is. The Rambam told you so much so. Told us mavir. Only if your intention is to heat up metal, to harden it in the water, then it's mavir.
Why should intention matter?
Why should intention matter? Such a shver vart. Such a shver vart. Yeah, but the Rambam Paskins, without getting involved in this, without getting involved in the whole issue again, the Rambam Paskins that a malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa is chayiv. A malacha where you don't need the product of the malacha, meaning your kavana, really doesn't play a role that much according to the Rambam. Even if I don't need the product of the malacha, you're chayiv. I don't want to get involved in that whole discussion. But for the Rambam, kavana really doesn't play a role. But even so, just to understand how could kavana really determine what the malacha is difficult. But according to the Chazon Ish, Rabbi, so I ask you the following. I turn on an incandescent bulb on Shabbos. I have turned on an incandescent bulb on Shabbos. What have you violated? Incandescent bulb, for all those who don't know, you're not going to be able to see them anymore. You have them like in museums now. Now you can't buy anything. It's not fluorescent. You get arrested or something. If an incandescent bulb has a little hot filament inside. So for the Rambam, I'm sorry, for the Chazon Ish. Well, let's go through. For the Ravid, what will it be? You turn on incandescent bulb, what will it be? For the Ravid, bishul. For the Ravid, holds heating up metal is never havara. For the Rambam, heating up metal can be havara. But according to the Chazon Ish, when is it havara? Only if you have intention to put it in water to harden it. So if you turn on incandescent bulb, what will it be?
Bishul.
What will it be? Bishul. Can you make havakas neiros Shabbos on a pot of soup?
No.
Can you make Havakas Neiros Shabbos on a piece of hot kishka? No. So can you make Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh on an incandescent bulb according to the Chazon Ish?
No.
Can you light Havakas Neiros Shabbos with an incandescent bulb, Chazon Ish? No. So Chazon Ish has a lot of far-reaching consequences. According to the Chazon Ish, heating up metal is only bishul, even for the Rambam. Certainly for the Ravid it's bishul. But even for the Rambam, all it is bishul. The only time it's havar is if your intention is to harden it in the water.
So Rambam, you can make Bormir
Ish
on
metal? Not according to the Chazon Ish.
For the Rambam.
The Chazon Ish is pshat in the Rambam, no. Because it's only if your intention is what? To heat it up, to put it in the water. Then it's havar. Otherwise, all heating up metal is bishul. However, Rabbi said there's another pshat here. The Chazon Ish makes it like nobody asked this kasha before. But the Magen Mishnah already deals with it in the Lechem Mishnah. Look at the Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam, page 9. Second line of the Magen Mishnah, Mechame Mes Habarzo. A person heats up. Person heats up metal. Second line in the Magen Mishnah, Mechame Mes Habarzo, Vasagas, and in the Hasagas Haravid Omer Avram, Melama Lo Mishum Avashel. Why does the Rambam say it's Havara? It should be Bishol. The Tzair of the Rabbanan Hu Ad Kam Lashonah. Umasha kosev lechayvam mishum avashel, writes the Magen Mishnah. According to the Rambam, that which you're chayv from avashel ain't nearly. He says, that which the Ravid said you should be chayv for heating up metal mishum avashel doesn't appear. Shekol davar shehu atzma nasa or. If the item itself is glowing, visayreif, and burning, ain't roi loimar hamavashel. What kind of bishul is there here? It itself is glowing red. It itself is a fire. Ala mavir, it's mavir. Ukvar hiskiru gachela shamatechesh belashon eish. We already have called hot metal eish. V'zeh nirabarer. So Magen Mishnah says if it's glowing red, that doesn't appear to be bishul, that appears to be havara. So based on this line of thinking, the Lechem Mishnah has a yishuv for the steer in the Rambam. Look at the bottom at the Lechem Mishnah. First Lechem Mishnah, Perek Yibes Halacha Aleph. So he quotes this whole discussion, Kasev Arava Magid. Then you get to the third line. We don't have to read things we read already. He writes, V'koshe, third line. Sharei B'perek Tes Chai Rabbeinu Mishum Evashel. The Rambam writes here, it's Havara. The Ravid says, why isn't it Bishol? The Ravid himself earlier said that it's Bishol. If you heat up metal till it gets hot, then it's Bishol. So this is what he says. The Masha Katam Harava Magid. The Bedin Hu Lachaiva Mishumavir Libisoif. That's at the end. Meaning when you first start to heat up metal, what happens? I mean, I've never done this, but I can use my imagination. You first start to heat up metal. What's the first thing that happens? It gets soft or it starts glowing? Probably first, it gets soft. Then it starts to melt. Then it starts to get glowing. That's what, at least that's what the Lacha Mishnah says. I don't know if you don't see that in the pokers. They just get hot. But he says, Nechein here, the Masha Kazar Aragam Magad, the Bedin Hulu Chayva Mishum Mavir, Libisayv Shanasa Eish, Shekom Evasho Mishum Hapel Harishon Demarpe Rapi. First thing that happens is it gets soft. Then it starts to glow. Now it's Mavir. So Shlomo Zalman says, based on the Lecha Mishnah, the following. The Rambam's talking about two different stages. At the beginning, if all the metal does is get soft, but doesn't glow hot red, that's Mevashel. If the metal gets become hot, red hot, now all of a sudden it's not Bishol, now all of a sudden it is Mavir. It is Mavir. So the Rambam, the Shlomo Zalman, and based on the Lecha Mishnah, has a Yishuv in the Rambam in the following way. Not like the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, it depends what your intention is. If your intention is to make it hard or soft, that's Bishol. If your intention is to make it Tzarf or Bamayim, that's Havara. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, based on the Lecha Mishnah. If your intention is to make it soft, I'm sorry, if when you first make it soft, all that happens is it gets soft, that's Bishol. If it now becomes red hot, that's a second result, that's a second byproduct, a different one. It didn't just become soft. Now it's Havara, because now it's glowing red. The only time hot metal is Havara is when it's glowing red. It's glowing. It itself is a fire. Now you're Chayiv for Havara. So at the different stages, we're Chayiv for different things. So based on what Rav Shlomo Zalman said, Rabbi, I ask you again. Turning on a light bulb for Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to the Rambam, is what? According to Shlomo Zalman, he said the Yishuv in the Rambam is the following. It doesn't depend on your intention. I have to want to let Tzarfa B'mayim in order to be Havara. Once it's glowing red, it's Havara. When it's just soft, it's Bisol. So
it can be used for
it. Can be Havara. Now it can be. According to the Rambam, it could be a light bulb is itself a fire. And if you turn on a light bulb, you won't be chayiv for Bisol of the metal. You'll be chayiv for Havara.
Especially because they turn on them right away. They don't.
Yeah. In which case, you can make what bracha? You can make Barim Ma'ari Ha'esh on a light bulb. You can make Havakas Neiros Shabbos on a light bulb. And then Rav Shlomo Zalman really gets excited about this pshat. And Rav Shlomo Zalman claims, even the Ravid agrees with me. The Ravid says there's no Havara by metal. He says, no, the Ravid agrees with me too. He says, why does the Ravid, it's brilliant. Rav Shlomo Zalman is brilliant. No one compares. He says, why does the Ravid hold that heating up metal is not Havara? Why? So I told you it's because nothing's burning. The Ravid holds Havara is made because of the consumption of fuel. Shlomo Zalman says no. You know why the Ravid holds heating up metal is not Havara? Is not itself a fire? Because what heats up metal? How does metal get hot? If it's in another fire. So Shlomo Zalman said the Ravid held, how can metal itself be a fire? If it only exists, it's only hot because of another fire. That's called conducting electricity. It can't be itself its own fire unless itself generates its own heat. If it's coming from another fire, that can't be Havara. The Rambam held hot metal is Havara, it's glowing, that itself is Havara. The Rambam disagrees, says the Shlomo Zalman, not because he holds hot metal can't be Havara, but because he holds here the hot metal is only hot because it's in another fire. So the other fire is heating up. If you need another fire to be hot, you can't yourself be a fire. But says Rav Shlomo Zalman, where do you have hot metal without another fire?
Electricity.
So he says, brilliant. He says, for the Ravid, heating up metal through electricity, where there's no previous fire, there's no primary fire, and this is just conducting, it's just a secondary fire, this is itself the primary fire. Oh, so you can be Chayv Havara too. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, you can, according to the Kuli Alma, you can make Bari Ma'ari Ha'esh, an electric light bulb, if you can see the fire. If it's frosted, you can't do it. But if you can see the fire, you can do it, and you can make Habakkuk's Neighbor Shabbos and electric light.
Which one of the filaments, right?
Yeah. Okay. Not fluorescent or neon, LED.
But you have to be able to see it if you can't see it.
Yeah, you have to be able to see it. So you can use Habakkuk's Neighbor Shabbos based on this shot that he has. According to the Ravid, it's Mevashel. So we should be cautious for the opinion of the Ravid and not use it. Why should you do it? It's a suffix brachas, according to the Ravid. So Shlomo Zalman says, no, even the Ravid would agree that it's Havara, because the only time metal is not Havara is when it's heating up in a primary fire, and it's a secondary fire. But if it was, that itself would be the primary fire...
Electricity is not considered a
no,
fire?
No, electricity is no fire in the wires. I know it's shocking. There's no fire in the wires. So this is the primary fire. For Hadlokas HaMenorah on Hanukkah, even those who are indoors, Reb Chaim Oizer used to make Barimari HaEish on light bulbs every Matzei Shabbos in order to make a point that lighting a light bulb was the Melacha D'Oraisa of Havara. So he used to make a point to make Barimari HaEish on a light bulb. So many held like that, that you could use it for Hadlokas Neir Shabbos, you could use it for Hadlokas, you could use it for Barimari HaEish. Some are cheshis like the Chazanish, and they won't do it. Chazanish held, it's not a fire. You can't bake Barimari HaEish. It's only if your intention is to Litzar for B'mayim, then it's a fire. If it's not Litzar for B'mayim, not. So Moshe held, you really shouldn't use electric light bulbs for these things. But many would make a bracha of Barimari HaEish. And Hadlokas HaMenorah, by Hanukkah, for some reason everybody here balks. Nobody's willing to say you could use electric. Nobody says you could use electric light bulbs for Hanukkah.
But they will for Shabbos.
Even if they like, you know, even if it's those bulbs that like
flicker. No,
it's still. Even if it's different colors.
Why would they do for Shabbos but not for Yom Kippur Hanukkah?
Why not for Hanukkah? So everybody has their own reason. So some say it's because there's no Pirsume Nisa. The house is full of electric light bulbs. So that's a very schwer argument. In olden days, they used candles. So. How else did they heat up their light up their houses? With candles. So there was candles everywhere. So that was Pirsume Nisa. What difference does it make now? Some say it has to be Dumya to the Beis HaMikdash, where they didn't have electric. By menorah is Zecha to the Beis HaMikdash. So others argue, no, the Beis HaMikdash had a different shape menorah than our menorah. Our menorah is 8 kanim. The Beis HaMikdash had 7. So it's already different than the Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, and this seems to be the reason that everybody accepts, is because by menorah, the oil has to be there. If I light a menorah, let's say, and I schlep over oil, I see it's, I don't have enough oil when I first light the menorah. And then I schlep over oil later on, so Gemara says that's not a good hadlaka. You have to have the oil there at the time of the hadlaka menorah. So Shlomo Zalman claims over here, though electricity is not all stored up, so that's, but if you had a battery op, so I have a battery operated menorah, then you have oil electricity stored up.
Generated.
Yeah. None of the reasons are all that good. None of the reasons are that good. So that's what Rav Schefter suggested in the past. If you're in a place where you can't really, he has all of his problems with lighting menorah. So if you can't light anywhere in a kosher fashion, so he suggests lighting in a room, in your dorm room, with an electric menorah. Because no one has really a good reason why it's no good. So if you have no other option, that's a plan B. But no, most other paiskim don't subscribe to that. They hold for whatever reason, no one, you cannot use an electric menorah. But since the reason aren't that good, Rav Schefter felt that perhaps it's if you have no other choice, perhaps that's not that is a viable option. Anyway, this all works within Rav Shlomo Zalman that what that heating up metal when it becomes red hot is havara for the Rambam, and he even claims for the Ravid that it would also be a malach of havara. In which case, it's you can make very merry ha'ish. Rabbi said, "Turn to Membezim and Aleph." This could help us understand. So Zalman takes his shot one step further in helping us understand something else. Look over here, man. Beis Amid Aleph. I put on the Mar Mekomos Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. I apologize if you spent time looking for it on Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, but it's really Mem Beis Amid Aleph. I also looked at Chaf Beis Amid Aleph, then I remembered it's Mem Beis. Look over here, second line. V'amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Mechabin Gachel Shamatechas. You're allowed to put out a hot metal coal. You're allowed to put it out. Virshus harabim, if it's in the middle of the thoroughfare, b'shvil shol yizuku barabim, so that people don't get hurt from the hot metal coal. Avaloi gacheles shel eitz, but not if it's wooden. Why? Putting out a wooden fire is a malacha d'oraisa. That's not mutter for people not getting hurt. If it's a malacha d'rabbanan, izim d'rabbanan, we can do it so that people shouldn't get hurt. If it's a malacha d'oraisa, you cannot do it just so people shouldn't get hurt. If there's a sakanas nefashos, you can do it. But if I don't know that anyone's a sakanas nefashos here, so then you cannot do it. So mechabin gachel shamatechas b'shus harabim, that you can do. Look at Rashi. Shemashlichon l'chutz p'soyla shel barzel. What do? I take psaros and I throw it. They put out a hot metal coal. There's no kiboy there, midai raisa. Umidrabanan asura. It's only us midrabanan. Veheka the ikan is kadurabim lo gozra hashvus. If there's people going to get hurt, they didn't make an is midrabanan. Avaloi shal eitz. The sura daraisa ivachayev skila. So, Rabbis, I ask you, I leave you with this question the next time. Why is there kiboy daraisa by eitz and not by metal? And it has to do with this pshat from Shlomo Zalman.
If it's a fire, then it's a fire.
If it's a fire, it's a fire! If kiboy of a hot metal is a fire, you can make bar mary ha'esh on it. No one's lighting menorah yet, but you like bar mary ha'esh. It's a fire. How come if you put it out, there's no kiboy? Whereas if you put it out from wood, then there is kiboy. Okay, well, we'll get to this next time. Okay, shkarech, Rabbi.
Is lighting candles on Shabbos a...